Good news out of Orlando, Florida.
This is the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com Radio.
Brady fires. Oh, my goodness.
And Tom Brady took a shot.
Yes, he did. Another one to Rob Gronkowski.
Here to break down this week's game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, the man everyone loves, especially the quarterback.
I love Pete. I always appreciate Pete.
Pete Shepherd.
And hey, everybody, how you be? Pete Shepherd here on this first edition this week here on Patriots.com of my show. Incredibly called the Pete Shepherd Show. And welcome to my humble abode here in Foxborough, doing it live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. I'm here. Kevin Collins over there. You are wherever you are. Email me, webradio at patriots.com. Call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Facebook me as well, Pete Shepherd, P-E-T-E-S-H-E-P-P-A-R-D. And before we even get into the game, I want to thank, I got a lot of messages the last couple of weeks from people who are listening loyally overseas in our armed forces and serving this greatest country in the world, United States of America. And I want to thank everybody. I've gotten letters from
USA.
Yeah,
greatest country in the world.
I've gotten some great letters from people in Germany and Australia and Italy and France and Afghanistan, and all over the place. It's been great, and some I've tried to answer individually, but I know many of you are listening, and thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for all the service and all you do, and I'm glad that at least for a couple of hours, a few days a week, we can provide some entertainment for you and some somewhat, you know, decent football knowledge of what the hell's going on as compared to some of the other things that some other broadcasters spew out of, not here, but out of, you know, around the New England area. It is just, once again, you get so disgusted by the black and white pass or fail brush every single week. And the same people who claim that there was no way they were going to beat the Jets a couple of weeks ago when they destroyed them out in New Jersey are now complaining that, once again, the win isn't sexy enough. And as I said to John LaCrosso, we understand. Look, that what happened in the fourth quarter, not completely unexpected, to be honest with you. Yeah, McCourty was out there it got burned a couple of times, and that probably was the most disturbing thing. But I don't – that game was so lopsided. And when you watch it again, and those of you who have DVR, if you go back and watch again, and I am telling you, I'm not even making this up. You could just put Brady, Gronkowski, and Welker out there and not have anybody block. And he could have probably completed to Welker 500 times in a row. That's how bad Indy – that's how soft Indy was playing – on defense. And Rich Gannon was screaming and yelling, and rightly so, about Gronkowski being wide open in the red zone, which, you know, he was absolutely right. It was pathetic. That game was, I mean, I understand what happened at the end. You want to finish games, and it's a great teaching tool for Bill this week, but you can't sit there and overreact to that and think that that's going to be the norm. Guys, you know, like Antoine Molden, Matthew Slater starting at safety, Edelman, those two guys might have played the best. Sterling Moore, you know, out there again, did some good things, did some bad things. Tracy White, Nate Jones. I mean, are you kidding me? So I think there's a long way to go before you see what's going to happen here, who's going to be out there in the backfield, defensive backfield come playoff time. Right now, this team is 13th in points allowed. And when I tell you they're almost in the top nine, it's just like percentage points. But right now they're 13th in points allowed at 20.6 per game, which is better than the middle of the pack. Now, a couple weeks ago they were 10th at 20.3. So this is what I'm talking about. Last year they finished 8th at 19.6. So right now they're allowing only one more point per game than they did all of last year. And if you think about the garbage – think about the garbage touchdowns that the Eagles got and what the Colts got last week. I just think, you know, I think overall, defensively, they're playing a lot better than some people are giving credit for. And I give fans a lot of credit this week. There's always some people that overreact one way or the other. It absolutely cracks me up. I put a post on Facebook on Sunday, and I can't go back and read it because I get like 150 responses in like 15 minutes. It's hysterical. Some of them are very informative, some are knowledgeable. I just put some basic stuff up there just to kind of see the reaction that you get. It's the overreaction, and I don't know the age group of some of the people that respond, but Some of you sound like you're nine and have watched like five football games in your life. And I know some of you do it, you know, you're trying to tweak me or you're trying to tweak somebody else who posted a message on my page or something like that. And I get all that. And I don't take it all that seriously. It's all in good fun. But when people start painting, I know that the haters are out there as well, but when people start painting once again that big pass or fail brush and this will never happen, you can't do this in this, you can't get to a Super Bowl like this. When I start hearing words like never, impossible, no way, can't, won't, stop, you know, kind of like words most of us hear, you know, most men hear about their sex life before they turn 18. You know, all those four-letter words, stop, wait, don't, that kind of stuff. But, you know, some of you actually get it, and I think many of you do. You understand about not overreacting in situations like this. The same way you wouldn't overreact if they won 55-10 or 62-7, whatever it was that New Orleans beat them by, you know, a month and a half ago. So if they won this game 55-10, you'd still be out there saying, "Yeah, this defense. You don't know what it's all about. You don't know what it's all about." And right now, you don't know what. You still don't know overall what you have with this defense. What I do know is I see improvement. I see improvement, For the 100,000th time, you do not have to have the 85 Bears or 2,000 Ravens defense to win. And the fact of the matter is this team is the number one seed and has a pretty damn good shot of getting the number one seed overall in the playoffs, which means all they have to do, and again, I'm going to give Felger credit and Tom Curran to an extent too on Sunday night. They were the only ones that were talking logical. Mike Reese also from ESPN also. But this team does not have to play great defense to win or get to the Super Bowl. They just have to be decent. Or as John Rook said, adequate. Be adequate. The rest will take care of itself. I don't expect this defense to shut out people or hold them much less than to 20 points a game. That's what's going to be. When it's all said and done, this defense will have averaged giving up somewhere between 18 and 20 points a game. All right, that's fine. That's better than average. And their offense is one of the best. So I think that's saying something. Guess what? You can win a championship that way. I hate to break it to some of you, but you can. Go look at the Saints from 2008 and go look at Indianapolis from 2006. You can do it. You can do it. And once again, getting caught up and not getting caught up in scores. You see the Giants come in here and they squeak out a win against the Patriots 24-20. All right, and I think wasn't one of those a pick six? Wasn't one of those a pick six by the Patriots by the Giants? Was there a pick six in that game? I can't remember. But there was an interception that put the Giants in real good field position in that game from Tom. Unfortunately, if I remember correctly. But still, then you see the Giants nearly pull off, you know, a big upset against the Packers, which to me wouldn't have been really a huge upset. But, I mean, they shredded them. Eli Manning was shredding them in that game. And it was just amazing to me how, Aaron Rodgers is having a fan, obviously one of the greatest years any quarterback's ever had. But my God, I mean, to let them go down the field that way in like 58 seconds was just, I mean, disgusting. Kind of like what we saw here, you know, especially the last touchdown. But that's why you don't get caught up in scores week to week. Look at Tyler Palco throws a hail. Tyler Palco, the only touchdown of the game. Hail Mary at the end. Urlacher knocks it down right into the chief receiver's hands. I mean, you can't get all caught up in scores on a week-to-week basis thinking that it's always going to be the same thing. But it cracks me up that the same people who weeks ago didn't think they were going to beat the Jets and still even didn't think they were going to beat the Eagles, even with Young at quarterback, and they still have this. So some of those wins weren't sexy enough. Now this win may not be sexy enough. And yes, they need to finish games like that better. But this, don't let it fool you. Even though Bill was treating, I'm sure, drilled it into these guys' heads all week long about it being, you know, 0-11. And I agree with them. There were lots of players on that team, and you saw some of them, which is why you can evaluate some players or your team against an 0-11 team. You certainly can. You don't think Bill Belichick's going to evaluate some of his players on covering Pierre Garçon on Sunday? Absolutely. Absolutely. But we've got to stop this overreaction. And a lot of it's media-driven. It's not even fan. It's media-driven by some out there. And that's why, I mean, after the game, I'm just saying, you know, is anybody out there going to be the voice of reason? And lo and behold, it was freaking Felger. Couldn't believe it. But he was right. And I was thinking the same thing he was. That, you can't just go, you don't go nuts in games like this one way or the other.
Give me a break.
As I said, they were damned if you do all week long. What was my expression? Damned if you do, damned if you don't. So they win the game by 7. They weren't good enough. They collapsed, blah, 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 blah. They win the game 55-10, and some of you are bitching the other way that you still don't know what you have in this team, and they're running up the score. And that's the other thing I find incredibly funny now, is that, you know, before when I was at EEI and guys like Dennis and Callahan constantly in 2007 ripping Belichick and the team for running up the score, running up the score, running up the score. Well, now they're up 30, you know, they're up by 28 points. And these guys on the air yesterday, they need to finish. They need to finish. They need to finish. Well, where is the happy medium? How can we make people like that comfortable? How do the Patriots make people like that comfortable? Again, give me the perfect score. Is it 38-10? Is that okay? Is it 28-17? Or is it just strictly if they don't cover the number and some of you guys lost a lot of money betting the 21 points that you're upset about that and that has totally clouded your judgment, which I think that is a big case. In a case in a lot of scenarios, unfortunately. But so the bottom line is they're 9-3. They're the number one seed right now in the AFC. They have a great chance to win out here and be the number one seed the whole way through the playoffs. And all their defense has to do is play decent. Doesn't have to play great. Decent. And there are not a lot of teams that can say that. Baltimore's defense can't play decent. They have to play great because Baltimore's offense, you don't know what you're going to get consistently. They've been inconsistent. And people worried about, the Steelers. And, you know, honestly, if you really think that any two games are going to be alike, I mean, just go look at past history for the most part in the playoffs and from regular season, especially when the Patriots have played the team a second time around. Once again, for the most part, they usually don't lose that second time. So I would expect a much more competitive game, even though it was only a one-score game at the end. The Patriots and the Steelers, should they meet again, whether it's there or here, at some point. And it might not even happen. I just ask, I beg all of you to just look at the entire NFL. Look at some of the teams out there. Some of the, you know, where was this great Detroit defense that you heard about? And like I told you, now I'm going to be probably wrong on Detroit. I picked them to make the playoffs. I mean, they're one of the, and it wasn't because of the hype I bought into. I just thought they in the NFC, and they're hanging in there. But right now, they wouldn't make it. They'd be in the hunt, as they say. If the playoffs started today, it would be the Patriots and Baltimore as the number one and the number two seeds, respectively. The wild card game in the AFC would be Cincinnati at Houston, and Denver hosting Pittsburgh. We'll get to them in a second. NFC, well, obviously Green Bay and San Fran, the top two seeds. And then the two wild card games, New Orleans hosting Atlanta and Dallas hosting the Bears. Right now, but things can change. I mean, you know, we don't know who's going to play quarterback for the Bears. Just could generate nothing. Orton busted his finger. For Kansas City, Orton came in and busted his finger. For the Bears, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know DeLome or what the hell they're going to do. So there's just a lot of football left to be played. It's four games. It's a month of football left, and there's a lot of interesting things that can happen. But if you're a Patriot fan overall, for God's sakes, it is here December 6th. Your team right now is the number one seed. Should you have some concerns? Every team should have concerns. But some of you and some of the media have gone so over the top stupid that it absolutely cracks me up. And it's on week-to-week basis. And it's like you just want the perfect game every single week, and it's not going to happen. And I'm not talking about letting them off the hook for what happened at the end of the Indianapolis game. That's not what I'm saying, because they should have finished better. They became complacent, and they should not have allowed, you know, especially that last touchdown. They might have allowed one garbage touchdown. That's fine. They shouldn't have allowed three. And there are other things they could have done, both offensively and defensively, by the way, that they could have done. But when you're up by 28 points, pretty much, you know, in the fourth quarter against a team that's winless, I don't care who's coaching. You're not going to, and Bill will drill into their heads, but you're just not going to, you just don't feel the same way as if you're playing in a much bigger type game. I mean, it's just natural. You're not going to do it. But I thought, despite the fact that they had a little, you know, a tad bit of a slow start, they just can't, I mean, once they found their groove, I mean, this was so ugly. When you go back, if you go, like I said, go back and watch some of this tape, it is just horrible how bad Indianapolis really played in that game defensively. Horrible. So, well, let's read some of these emails, and lots to talk about today. WebRadio at Patriots.com. Josh from Charlottesville says, Pete, I know you always say that you don't care about the sexiness of the win and that you feel that it is irrelevant, but in this case, are you worried about the sexiness of the W? Should we all be? I noticed that some of the guys on the field didn't seem to be giving it their all in latter parts of the fourth quarter, but I saw a bigger win coming. If we can't beat the worst team in football by more than a touchdown, how do you think we will fare in the playoffs? I am one of the Pats fans that remained optimistic through thick and thin, but that game filled me with a sense of dread. What about you? Josh, you're, in the words of my old co-host, you're making my point, because you're just thinking exactly how you should not be thinking. You have been, as my old English teacher freshman year at Bishop Hendrick in high school, Brother Patrick used to tell me, you have been ill-taught in certain cases. And this is the problem. Josh, you're getting caught up in a score. Again, what was the score would have satisfied? They were up by 28 points in the fourth quarter. So did you want them to win by 28? As I said last week, should you feel the same way? The Steelers beat Tyler Palco 13-9, a team the Patriots beat and the Chiefs by 31. So should you get caught up in that score and those scores? Should you get caught up in the fact that the Patriots allowed 24 points to the Giants and the Packers allowed 38 or 35? To get caught up in that, you can't play that game in the National Football League, my friend. You can't. All you can ask for is that they be somewhat consistent and see improvement. I am seeing improvement. It was Andy Hart or somebody, maybe Paul Perillo. I think Andy had a couple of great articles, by the way, in PFW, a couple of great ones. And the magazine will be out tomorrow, but, of course, we get it here today. And I thought Andy was tremendous this week in some of his stuff. You cannot get caught up in scores, my friend. You'll drive yourself nuts. Go look or go try to analyze some of the other elite teams in the NFL and go look at some scores, appearances, as opposed to some other teams, how they score against them. You can't get caught up in that stuff because you'll drive yourself crazy. So, no, I mean, should be worried about the sexiness of the W? No, I'm not worried about the sexiness of the W. I'm worried about the W because I don't have the expectations that some of you have that if they don't win by a certain amount every week, that it's a failure. And we have become such spoiled little brat and brats around here because of it. Some fans and media alike, that it's either become way too personal and some like Borges with the ads with Belichick, or fans just aren't thinking logically. Or they just don't watch enough games and don't see the league. That you just cannot, you can't put one trend against one team against another on a week-to-week basis. You can't start comparing scores around the National Football League. Because the Giants put up 38.5 points on the Packers. Does that mean the Patriots should put up 50 because their offense is so superior? Oh, wait a second now, but that doesn't work. But the Giants scored 24 points on the Patriots, and the Patriots only scored 20 on the Giants. However, the Patriots went into Philadelphia against Vince Young and scored whatever it was, 38, but Philadelphia went into Giants Stadium with Vince Young and beat them. So, you know, you understand where I'm coming from? I mean, you can't get caught up in some of this stuff. Some of these scores, it's nuts. Irrelevant in the sexiness of the win. Now, if you want to be upset about how the defense had played in the fourth quarter and complacent and lackadaisical at times and some of that stuff, okay, I'll give you that. I can understand that. But stop comparing scores of games because, you know, we can play that game all day. I mean, and this team is better than that team and you know. That's what NCAA football does. That's unfortunately, you know, and it used to be much worse about how teams were evaluated by blowing out teams. Used to make a difference. Not so much anymore, but still, it makes a difference in the minds of a lot of voters in the NCAA and the BCS stuff when it comes to certain teams who are ranked and play other teams that are ranked and don't score enough points, which I think is absolutely absurd. Absurd. But that's a flawed system, and that's a whole other show. Although I will say I'm glad Alabama and LSU are as horrible and offensive and pathetic and communist-like the NCAA is as an organization, and the whole system stinks and it sucks and it's wrong, and there's never going to be a playoff system because, as I've said time and time again, the Big Ten and Pac-10 Mafia won't allow it, and the bowls, people are making money off these bowls and hiding money, and if you haven't seen the piece on HBO that aired a couple of months ago about it, it is just unbelievable the amount of money being made on some of these bowl games and how some of the it's just sick, some of the stuff. And there's never going to be a playoff system in my lifetime that I can see. Every year it comes. But I will say that after all that is said and done, I'll still take Alabama and LSU. They're still the two best teams in the country to me by far. By far. No disrespect to Oklahoma State or Stanford, but to me, and I've seen all those teams play a lot this year. And it's unfortunate that you can't have like a 16-team playoff system because it would have been interesting. And even though Houston got their butts kicked by Southern Miss and cost the conference $17 million by losing that game, and I'm not exaggerating, $17 million of a Conference USA loss because number 6 Houston got upset by Southern Miss, I still would have loved to have seen the kind of matchup in a playoff game, a Houston against an Alabama, you know, a Boise State against LSU, that kind of stuff. And we're never going to see it, but that's another show. We're doing Patriot stuff, and we're going to get to your phone calls as well right now. We can call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Let's head to the Ace Ticket Hotline, and Peter's in New Mexico. Welcome, Peter.
Pete, what's going on?
What's up? How's things in New Mexico?
It's cold. It's 10 degrees out here.
I know. I was watching. You guys, there was like snow down that way, wasn't there? I saw parts of Texas.
Oh, yeah. We got like 8 inches of snow out here yesterday and today.
What's up with that? It's 65 degrees here today again. What the hell's going on?
Are you serious? I got to go back to New England.
So what are you doing in New Mexico?
I'm in the Navy out here, active duty.
Oh, great. Great. Well, thank you for your service, my friend.
Not a problem. I was calling because I have tickets to the Tebow Mania Patriots game. December 18th, and
nice.
There's a big rumor that it's going to be Sunday night now, and I bought plane tickets to fly in and out, and they haven't released the schedule
yet.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm my trip.
I meant to bring that up at the top of the show, and Kevin will keep track of it. I got the NFL Network on here and ESPN. It probably will be announced before I'm done with the show. They usually going to announce it about 5 o'clock, and I think it's probably 80%, 20% that it's going to be flexed out to 8:15 for a couple of reasons. Well, one main big reason is because the Patriots were supposed to be on NBC, as you know, last week against the Colts, and they flexed that game out to 1 o'clock because of how Indianapolis is so bad. So they kind of owe them one. Now, the only thing that where it gets a little fuzzy and technical is CBS still has the right to block certain games. But, again, I'm not sure the legalities of it and how much influence, you know, Sunday Night Football America on NBC and those execs have over CBS, or what kind of power the NFL will instigate here, or you know, dictate regarding it. But my gut feeling is it absolutely is going to get flexed out to 8, especially if Denver had lost as they showed up on Sunday again, it would have been, it might have been different. But now I don't see any way around how that game is not going to be on Sunday night, and it will probably be one of their highest-rated games of all time.
That's what I'm hearing, and, I mean, I go on the website for NBC Sunday Night Football. They say they have to announce it no later than 12 days prior to, so fans like myself can make arrangements, because I've got, you know, almost $1,000 into this trip.
No, I'm with
you.
And I can tell you it's
today, 12 days out, or is it tomorrow?
No, it's probably going to be it's usually around 5:15 on the Tuesday before the game. That's when they do this a lot, and it's usually right around. So I think if you keep listening to the show, hopefully it'll be, we'll know one way or the other before I get off today at 6 o'clock. But I would say, you know, just a gut reaction on my part, I'd say plan on, you know, an 8:15 game.
Okay, and so probably within an hour, the NFL Network will be all over the place?
I think so. It's usually done on Tuesdays, and it's from my experience, they usually announce these things before 6 o'clock on Tuesday. So, and from what I remember, around 5:15, 5:20 is when they usually make the announcement. So, you keep listening, I'll make sure.
It's Tebow Mania is really going to screw me. You know, with my plans, I've been playing the strip for 6 months.
Oh,
here goes Tebow Mania. Here we go.
So when was your flight scheduled to leave Denver?
So we fly in the morning because we want to do some tailgating, and
yep.
Then I got the last flight out of Denver to Albuquerque at 9:20, and I'll have to leave it maybe even before halftime if they flex it down because I'm supposed to fly to Boston the next morning, Monday morning, to go home on leave, Monday morning at 7 a.m. in Albuquerque. So I'm waiting to hear if they flex it down to Sunday night, then I'll just change my Southwest flight to leave from Denver to Boston Monday morning. But I'm in limbo right now, and I've been looking all day yesterday and today. I can't. And
well,
I think it's going to be, but no one's for sure.
Well, if you're coming back to Boston the next day, why wouldn't you have just left right from Denver anyway and stayed over and come the next day? Unless is it a military thing that you have to go back to your base? Is that why?
Well, I'm going out with my fiance, and I was going to fly back with her Sunday night, and then I'll leave in the morning on Monday. But
boy, that's a lot. That's a lot of travel in a short period of time. That's a long way.
Well, I mean, I wanted to go see a Pats game, and
yeah,
that was the closest to me up here in Denver. And, you know, hey, what are you going to do, right?
Well, maybe you get a later flight out of Denver, and you have your fiancé meet you at the airport in Albuquerque. She packs a bag for you or whatever, and off you go back to Boston. Maybe you can do it that way.
Yeah. Well, good thing about Southwest, you know, you can change your flight, and if it's cheaper one way or the other, they don't charge you, they're more expensive on Sunday anyway than Monday, so I don't think it'll be a big issue with money-wise, but, man, it's just a pain in the butt because I got to bring a bag now and get a hotel and all that stuff just because of Tim Tebow. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I do. I do believe it. It's called marketing, and the NFL does a great job at it. And, you know, for them to go up against the Patriots on Sunday night, that'll be – you know, that'll be one of their marquee games since they've been doing this on NBC. So I think it'll be bigger.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a bigger ratings boost than the Patriots Jet game was a couple of weeks ago. And I promise you, it'll be one of the highest rated games they've ever had on NBC.
Yeah. So, and while I have you on the phone here, I mean, just started listening. Is Patrick Chung coming back this year? What's going on?
Well, I mean, he practiced last week, which was a good sign. He was limited, and I think had this been a playoff game, he might have been back. I think because we're playing, you know, Indianapolis, I don't think Bill thought it was necessary to rush guys like him back, or even Spikes, or, you know, but Cordy was finally back and playing a little bit, although he didn't play very well. But I think he's still pretty, you know, he's not near 100%. But I'm hoping Chung, you know, comes back this week against Washington. It'll be a huge boost. Well, he did practice all last week. It's just limited.
Okay, and you said Spikes and Fletcher, they're on their way back?
I hope so. I hope Spikes is. I don't know about Fletcher. I hope Spikes is back this week. I'd have more faith in him coming back. But, you know, you just don't know. They keep it so tight-lipped around here with injuries. It's hard to – I don't like making predictions about it. But the fact that Chung at least practiced last week, and Spikes did too. Spikes practiced last week too. So I think they're both close.
All right,
my friend. Well, good luck, and I hope everything works out.
Yeah, I hope so too, man. I mean, I hope they announce it here within the next hour.
I hope so, and keep it right here. I'll be announcing it, and I'm sure Kevin will post it on my Facebook site, and we'll have it. As soon as it happens, we'll have it for you, one way or the other. All right, my friend, take care. Thanks again for your service. Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Peter in New Mexico. Let's stay on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. See, a little closer to home in Connecticut, it's Tater. Hi, Tater.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, it's Tater here.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. I've listened to your show, first time caller.
Oh, welcome.
And I'd like you to, if you have any time, or one of your research guys, to take a look at a website called gridiron.com.
Gridiron.com, yep.
Yeah, they have a very, I think, scientific way of tracking football statistics. And you would see that Patriots' defense is not so bad, like ranked number 22.
No, I'm with you. We had a guy last week, I think, put a stat up from that site about points allowed through, as opposed to defensive yards. And by that scenario, the guy proposed the Patriots were like first or second or third. They were in the top five.
I mean, they're right beneath the Packers. So, and our offense is a little bit worse than the Packers, but that doesn't mean that we cannot beat any of the best teams in the NFL.
Yeah, no, of course not. I try to tell people that. And right now, in points allowed, they're ranked 13th. They were 10th 2 weeks ago, but 2 weeks ago they were 10th, allowing 20.3 points per game, and now they've dropped to 13th, allowing 20.6 points a game. So when it's all said and done, they're going to be in points allowed, which is really one of the only defensive stats I care about. They're going to be a top 10 team. Last year they were 8th at 19.6. So right now the team is allowing one more point a game. Per game, and they did all of last year. So it's not that big a deal. It's not as horrible as a lot of people would make it out, make you believe. All right, Tato, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 508-298-0398, 508-298-0398. Email me, webradio at patriots.com, and Facebook me, Pete Shepard, PETESHEPPARD. I'll get to more of your emails and more phone calls coming up with the Pete Shepard Show. We do it live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. We are back after this.
Dear business traveler, high in the sky, it's for important work that you do fly. But on JetBlue, we've made your job more fun, with free DirecTV to play when your tasks are done. And with 40-plus nonstop straight from Boston, you won't have layovers to cities like Austin. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Luana, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand by flying JetBlue for business. Book now at JetBlue.com/business. DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you. From Boston sports to concert and theater, whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Hey, Tom, what's on your holiday wish list?
Joy and happiness to all.
Oh, because I was thinking of giving you packaged coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Ooh, that's better.
Nothing beats Dunkin's packaged coffee. Right now, buy 3 pounds and get a fourth free. Only at Dunkin' Donuts restaurants. So give America's favorite coffee as a gift or stock up yourself. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Happy holidays, everyone! Glad you could make it to the house! Who's up for some Dunkin' coffee?
Yeah.
Grandma, let's start with you!
Hazelnut, please!
Cousin Mark?
Original blend!
Vanessa?
Your holidays are covered with Dunkin' coffee. Buy it by the pound or try our new Dunkin' K-Cup packs. Only at Dunkin' stores. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football.
and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
Yeah, no.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Welcome back to the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com Radio. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Pete Shepherd.
All right, back here on Patriots.com. We're doing it live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette. Email me, webradio@patriots.com. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Facebook me as well. Kevin Collins, myself, we are scanning everything, trying to find out if and when this game in 2 weeks will be flexed out. The Patriot-Denver game flexed out from CBS at 4:15 until 8:15. Nothing has been official yet, but Kevin, you say the Twitter wars. Bring it. It's on, baby. The war is on.
And I'm also I'm reading Adam Schein, who is a national columnist for Fox Sports, among other media outlets. And he's got an interesting nugget here that says he pits it CBS versus NBC for the Broncos and Patriots.
Yeah.
And he also notes that CBS protected the Jets and the Eagles several weeks ago. So that was a miscalculation on their part. But who would have kind of seen Tebow, you know, ascending to what he has and the Eagles going completely in the dumper and completely out of it? So
I wonder, I don't know if it's legal, or I don't know NFL bylaws with the broadcasting rights, but I'm wondering if CBS is putting up this much of a fight, which you would expect them to can NBC, lack of better words, bribe them and send them a few million dollars and say, here's $10 million or $20 million,
you would think that that's allowed, Pete. We all know that CBS has the right to protect a certain amount of games every NFL season and kind of keep them away from this flex schedule. Clearly, they didn't choose the right one this week, but that determination was made weeks ago, so we'll see how it shakes out. And also, the NFL has been involved in this process, this negotiation between the two networks.
Oh, I can guarantee you how ugly this is right now. I mean, ugly, ugly, ugly.
Will it be as ugly as that Seahawks-Rams Monday night game?
Oh, my God. I mean, that was just – or how about the last Thursday? How about the Eagles and Seahawks in that game? I mean, my God. But I mean, you know the game. You know, I go low, you go high. That's, I mean, you know, same thing. That's, and I guarantee you, CBS is gonna get. If they don't get this game, they are gonna more than make up for the. Because I'm sure they're trying to speculate, Kev, about how much advertising they would have lost during that game, and at least get NBC to pay a substantial portion of that, whatever that may be. I don't know what their spot rates are or that kind of stuff, but I guarantee it's going to be in the millions.
The other thing trending at the moment, Pete, especially in the AFC circles, is that the Texans have added Jeff Garcia.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
The National Football Post is reporting the Texans have added Jeff Garcia, and the musical quarterbacks continues.
Well, Brett Favre also is not going to the Bears, thank goodness. So, Jeff Garcia to Houston. Wow. And that's another, I mean, it's amazing how the Texans won that game as well. I mean, you got to give them a lot of credit. Matt Ryan was pathetic in the first quarter of that game. Unfortunately, he played a lot better after that, but those two picks were very costly for Atlanta. They fell behind early in that game and could never get back into it. It was a weird week in the NFL. Man, you talk about one of my super-duper lock, whatever you want to call it. Oh, my God, could I have been more wrong with that one? That's two in a row. Now I'm 8-4. But, my God, I had the Raiders plus 3. I thought they really would, show up against Miami. How the hell do you lose a game like that to Miami? I mean, I know Miami's playing better against some, not great competition. But, man, the Raiders took a gigantic step back, in my opinion, to not be able to put up any points in that game against Miami. Wow. Especially in Miami where they suck. I mean, the last 2 years they've been awful. So that was unbelievable. That's why this league is just it's absolutely insane, in a lot of ways. I'm the only team, like I said, but the Bills are done, and it's unfortunate that Washington should have beaten the Jets on Sunday. They had that game 16-13 with midway through the fourth quarter, and they just collapsed completely. By the way, don't worry about Washington Redskins' Fred Davis playing anytime soon either, because their best target for Grossman, he's out rest of the year for violating the league drug policy, so he won't be playing. So that's a big loss. That's a big loss for them. But this Twitter stuff, I can imagine how ugly NBC versus CBS. And you got to figure that Roger Goodell is sitting there in his office. He must have two phones going. Conference call. Can you imagine what it's like? And with Greg Aiello, the spokesman for the NFL, they must be like having massive amounts of agita right now, trying to figure out what the hell is going to happen with this. But as it always is with everything else in life, it will come down to money, Kevin. And if CBS gets compensated financially enough by NBC, they will, they will relinquish the rights. We'll see. Anyway, email me, webradio@patriots.com. Let's get to a couple of them. James says, Pete, I hate to say it, but it's time to call Randy. Price is gone. Ocho is a bust. High top fade is a nobody. Moss knows the offense, and how much locker room damage can he do in 4 to 6 weeks? Jim and Walpole, I just don't see it happening. I just don't see it happening. And, they've scored, 30-plus points for the third straight week or fourth straight, whatever it is. They won 4 in a row. Biggest winning streak of the year so far, by the way. 4 in a row. I just don't, offense is not going to be a problem for this team. Yes, you want that vertical game a little bit. It would be great if Ocho could catch two balls in a game instead of one. He should have had two in that one. And you're just waiting and waiting once again for him to kind of, I'm not even talking about breakout game and scoring, getting 100 yards and scoring 3 touchdowns. I'm talking about 5 catches in a game for 60 yards. I'll take it. If he can just do that, 5 catches, and even though Brady completed to 9 different receivers on Sunday, it still would be nice to see Ocho get caught up in this offense a little bit better or make more of an impact. Let's see. That email's not working. Let's see. This is Gina Daytona, High Pete and Cabin. I like the look of Nico Cucubides on the field on Sunday. All I could think of watching him was that the great-looking rookie linebacker Dallas has, Sean Lee. I think Bill Belichick has something to develop there. And first, I agree with you. I mean, I thought he looked pretty good. I mean, he played a lot of minutes in that game. I'm not as concerned about the late scores. What I was impressed with, and no one is talking about it, is the defense stopped the Colts on the half-yard line and forced a field goal to stop the Colts from going ahead. The defense showed up when it counted. That's what matters to me. Yeah, I mean, the run defense was very good. I mean, Indianapolis couldn't run the ball either. Patriots didn't run the ball effectively either, but it was kind of a weird type of a game, and I know the stats for Ben Jarvis doesn't look great. But I think he only rushed for six carries. I mean, people are like, well, he only had this, he only had that. But he only touched the ball six times. So, you know, you can't really go on that. It was just, that's one of those kooky games where you shouldn't go crazy one way or the other. That's all I'm going to say. David from Orlando, Florida says, did you notice that every touchdown scored by the Patriots during that game, the camera was panned over to Peyton Manning's face? It was just funny to see the look at Manning's face, especially the third touchdown for Gronkowski. By the way, you're absolutely right about your commentary about people in media overreacting about the Patriots. They are in first place in the AFC and have the means of going to the Super Bowl with home field advantage. These people need to calm down, let Belichick and Brady do their thing, and enjoy the ride. Go Pats in 2011. I agree. Chad says, hey, Pete, yes, the Patriots are 13-3, and our boys on top of the AFC. But no, here we go again with the Patriots defense is disgusting. Bill can't coach. Brady has to retire, and he should have drafted Brady Quinn. Mark Sanchez, go root for the Seahawks. Gronk is just a beast. He's 22 years old. Am I the only guy that thinks Rob Ninkovich, Mike Vrabel, too? I've been saying that for all year. Actually, last year, too. I think Ninkovich is terrific. I love his game. He looks exactly like him, has the same type of Eastern European last name. Both have abbreviated first names, and they both wear number 50. Solder did okay. He didn't allow a sack, so that's good. Man, Solder and Vollmer, what a duo for the future. Hell, our defense is good. We didn't have the Spikes-Mayo combo out there. Chung wasn't out there. Look at the Eagles. Reed spent millions on Asamoah and company and where the Eagles are. So, yeah, I feel much happier with Arrington than Nnamdi. If it all goes on like this, Christian Monks will replace cheerleaders on the Broncos sideline. Very good. Very good. Let's see. One more. Nick and Victoria before we get to the phones. Hey, Pete, kind of off topic, but when are Gronk and Hernandez contracts up? I can't find info on the rookie contract system. We get caught up in cuts and free agents, where I think many people lose sight of keeping our best players, and whenever the contracts are up, they're going to get paid. Thanks, Nick and Victoria. I think a couple years, right? If I'm not mistaken, Kevin Gronk and Hernandez, I mean, it's not like it's the end of this year. I think it's a couple years. Before the deals are up, but I have to look it up. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, 508-298-0398. Here's our buddy Tyrone in Delaware. Hi, Tyrone.
Hey, Pete, you back at it again, man.
I'm back at it again. I'm always back at it again. I got to fight the fight, baby.
Yeah, I heard you. You fight a good fight. You just said just a while ago, don't go crazy either way.
Exactly. But,
yeah, hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you said don't go crazy either way, but man.
I said it all last week. I said it all last week, Tyrone. If they win 55-10, people are going to complain. And if they don't cover the 21 points, people are going to complain. It's just that this type of game, that's what happens.
Yeah, I understand, but man, it's a lot of concern. You got to be concerned. I think out of the 493 teams, I think we're the worst one. My opinion, and it's not because of coaching, and not because of Tom Brady, or nothing like that. It just means we made some mistakes on the personal side of things. And let me go over this here real quick. The reason why we was putting up points on the Colts is because the Colts was playing a lot of zone. And matter of fact, I was so surprised at how much space they had between the defender and the receiver. It was ridiculous. So, of course, Tom Brady was sticking them apart. But my concern is when we play man, you're not going to block 30 points. Right. And you got to know that that's what we're going to see the first No. Being weak first in the playoffs.
No. Well, I don't think that, I don't think, Tyrone, I don't think they're going to play a lot of man defense. And when people, hopefully, if they're somewhat reasonably healthy, in the playoffs, if Chung comes back and McCourty starts to get better, because he wasn't nearly 100% on Sunday, that much was obvious. And I think when you have, you know, your starters out there, look, they don't have to play great. All they have to do is be decent and adequate, as I've been saying. The rest is going to take care of itself. There is not a lot of great offenses out there in the AFC. They're going to scare you to death. And I know because of net yards, people say, well, an average offense can make, you know, put up numbers on this team. They may put up yardage, but they don't put up the points. It's a big difference.
But I'm not talking about the defense. I'm talking about the offense. What I'm just trying to tell you is, I was watching a great Packers game, and I know I'm not going to talk about the defense because it's just as bad as us on the defensive side.
Yeah.
But what amazes me, and like I tell people, like, you know, they got a lot of basketball players out on the field now. A lot of, especially coaches in the college ranks, they go on the basketball court to get these. You know, Horty Nelson and Jennings and all these guys, and it was like 40 seconds left. And they're on the 20-yard line. And to get to that side of field goal range in 40 seconds was quite remarkable. And that's the type of players we needed.
But wait a second. Yeah. But the Patriots are they're not what Green Bay is the best offense right now in the league. The Patriots are not far behind. And yeah, you can make an argument that the Packers may have a one more playmaker here or there. It's still very formidable offenses, and that's why I said that if those two teams ever play in the Super Bowl, first 1-80 wins.
but that's the thing. Their defense could stop us once in a while. Our defense will be probably able to stop them at once.
Well, look, the Giants supposedly have a great defense, too. How'd they stop Green Bay? They couldn't stop them. I mean, every game is different. That's why, I mean, we're so far from that particular scenario anyway. I'm just saying, Tyrone, the Patriots' offense is probably the least of your worries going down the stretch here.
I'm sorry, Pete. It's my main concern. One more thing before I go.
How can it be your main concern when they score 30-plus points a game?
Because when they play press coverage on Wes Welker and Deion Branch, they're going to shut down. We've seen it.
No. And then who's going to stop Gronkowski and Hernandez? I mean, you can't.
But Tyrone,
how many times has Welker been stopped this year?
I could count at least four games.
No! He hasn't been stopped in four games.
New York Giants game. Which other game?
He burned Revis in the first game for 76 yards, the first play of the second half. Burned him. And the second game, the Patriots won by three touchdowns in New York against the Jets.
I'm not talking about the Giants game, the Pittsburgh game. He struggled when they played man. And the three teams
that
played that press coverage, and then they beat us.
But Tyrone, all right, go ahead. Finish your thought. Go ahead.
Okay, we'll finish this, and then we'll go.
All right.
Let me tell you something. We're going on to Washington Redskins, right?
Yep.
I'm telling you, they don't have a good offense. But I'm going to tell you what. They got a 4-4. And if Brady don't get rid of that ball, he'll get hit hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that right now. And you are jumping on Tim Tebow. I'm waiting that game right there next week. I'm concerned about that game because right now we're not stopping the run. And as good as you.
Whoa! What do you mean we're not stopping the run? They've stopped the Patriots allowed. Do you realize what the Patriots have done against the run this year? They're one of the best teams on defense against the run. Last week, Indianapolis, all they had to do, I mean, they only averaged 3.1 yards a carry. They did nothing. The Patriots have done a great job stopping the run. That's their strength on defense.
Bill's getting some good yardage at a certain point in the game, Indianapolis was. And like I said, you know, before I go,
All right.
I think if we don't jump on Denver quickly and this game goes, we're going to lose in Denver. I can't tell all this right next time you beat.
All righty.
Good one. fun.
All right, pal. Take care. All right, thanks, my friend. Tyrone in Delaware. And, you know, if you're talking about the Patriots' run defense, again, I think that's the least of your concerns. They do a great job at that. And that, look, no one's saying the Patriots are going to go into Denver in 2 weeks and win by 40 or anything like that. I certainly, even though it's Tebow, and I still think he's, again, I still think even though the defense did not play great for Denver on Sunday, they still had a pick six in that game, and they still intercepted Dingbat in the end, you know, in overtime to set them up for a game-winning field goal. And McGahee still did very well. Now, I'll give you, Tebow had his best game on Sunday. There's no question about it. He made some plays. But, look, I'm still not buying it. It's a nice story right now. It's, you know, it's great. And it's great for the league. I think it's great for the league. And the NFL loves it. And it will be great theater on Sunday. And hopefully, well, not hopefully, because I really, one or the other, I don't care if it's 4:15 or 8:15. I know the networks do. Channel 4 and Channel 7 do about that. But I don't care when they play. But it's going to be a great theater whenever they play, whether it's 4:15 or 8:30. I can't wait. It's going to be fantastic. You talk about the ultimate contrasting styles in Brady and Tim Tebow. And that will be, I'll tell you, that game will get Super Bowl-type hype. And it'll be so over-the-top, stupid, and disgusting one way or the other. And probably Tebow will be all by the time it's done, Tebow will have come back for the second coming. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what it's going to be like. but it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I mean, you got to, as a football fan, especially as a Patriot fan around here, you got to love it. You got to love it. 508-298-0398, 508-298-0398. You want me to break or you want me to take a call? Before we break, take the call. Okay. We can email me as well at webradio@patriots.com and Facebook me. I got a lot of Facebook messages to get to. Again, we are still tracking. We're trying to find out if and when this game against Denver a week from Sunday will get flexed out to 8:15. Usually it comes right around this time. There is Twitter wars going on between NBC and CBS. We understand, rightly so, you can understand CBS's concern about wanting to have that game on at 4:15 on Sunday. And not give it up to NBC, but as usual, money will talk. And if NBC gives them enough money, they'll give it up. But nothing official yet. We will keep you posted. Here's Bill in Connecticut up next here on Patriots.com. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going, Pete?
Good. What's up?
Everybody's talking about the possibility of the Patriots struggling in that Denver game based on Brady being 1-6 out there.
Yeah, that's.
But I'm a little bit more concerned about the Miami game. They've been playing really, really good.
Yeah, well, you know,
they've won four of their last five.
I got to go back and watch. I mean, I've seen them bits and pieces, and they've won, but they beat Kansas City, and it's not like they're beating this stellar competition. But I'll give you the Raider game.
Dallas really well.
Yeah, but Dallas played like garbage in that game. I mean, that was typical. That was almost, they played much worse in that game than the Patriots played against Indianapolis on Sunday. I mean, Romo was terrible in that game. They nearly blew it. I mean, Dallas should have really lost that game. They looked like they just were going to show up and automatically win. But I'll give Miami credit for playing at home because they play sucky at home the last couple of years.
To shut out
the Raiders, and I have to go back and watch some of the highlights of that game. I've only seen a couple on ESPN. I'm going to go back and watch on Comcast this week because I want to see that 15-20 minute highlight package that they show. I was absolutely stunned that Miami, first of all, could shut out anybody and shut out the Raiders. That was the ugliest game of the day by far that the Raiders couldn't put up any points. But look,
is our defense isn't playing well and Miami's putting up, you know, 28, 30 points, 33 points.
Well, but wait a second. When you say that the Patriots defense has played much better.
The pass defense.
The pass defense has also played a lot better just because, you know, McCourty got burned in that one play and Molden, had an issue just because they're up, when they were up 28, when they were up 31-3 in the fourth quarter, what were you saying then?
No. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, no,
support the defense. I'm just saying, you know, they give up 400 yards
Wait a second. 400 yards to Vince Young. He didn't get a third down conversion until late in the third quarter. You know, and over 270 some of those yards came when they were down by three touchdowns. So in the first quarter they did in the beginning of the game, but then he didn't get anything. You can't go nuts about net yardage. It doesn't mean anything. Points allowed right now, the Patriots are 13th in the league, and they're almost in the top 10. Only by, you know, they're 20.6 points allowed. If they were 20.1, they'd be in the top 10. So that's all you should care about.
Me personally, I just think about that Miami division game. They're going to have an extra grind with the Patriots. We're always beating them up. I think they're going to get up for that game. Not to say that we're not going to win.
I just think if we think
they're going to be another rollover team like Indianapolis, and we could play like we did in the late in the fourth quarter against Miami, it's going to be probably.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I feel the same way about the Buffalo game, as well. I mean, all these games, the rest of their schedule, they should win all of them. But you can't take any one of those teams, obviously, for granted. None of them, because you can be beat. I agree with you. I mean, there's no question you can be beat. But Miami up here in the cold, where they usually don't do well.
That's the main thing I like about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's going
to never plays well up here in the cold.
No, they don't.
On our side,
they don't. Except for the year that we kind of gave them a game with a 2-point conversion because it was down.
Yeah.
That was the only time that it was a game that nothing to the Patriots. So, from a playoff standpoint, or it did. If they won it, they would have had a much tougher game. Instead, they lost and played Jacksonville.
For first or second seed and home field, coming down the stretch. So,
yeah, so
I definitely would like to see us play a lot better.
No question. I mean, and look, offensively, they're hitting their stride once again, as I told everybody after that little 4-week stretch, or that 5-week stretch, where they played some very good defensive teams. And now they're going to, like I said, they're going to score 30 plus points from here on out. I have no doubt about it. Miami, well, you're right. Miami is playing better, and I don't think that game was going to be a cakewalk by any stretch. However, Miami up here on Christmas Eve, I don't know. That in the cold weather, that's going to be interesting.
I look forward to it.
All right, my friend. Thanks. Appreciate the call. That was Bill in Connecticut. Thank you so much. Again, you want to talk to me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Email me, webradio@patriots.com. Also, Facebook me. I'll get to my Facebook messages as well. And more of your messages, again, an email at webradio@patriots.com. We are back with the second hour, at least the 50 minutes or maybe even like 48 minutes or so. When we come back from this quick break on the Pete Shepard Show on patriots.com.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature.
Ooh, right? Yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Dear business traveler, high in the sky, it's for important work that you do fly. But on JetBlue, we've made your job more fun, with free DirecTV to play when your tasks are done. And with 40-plus nonstop straight from Boston, you won't have layovers to cities like Austin. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Luana, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand by flying JetBlue for business. Book now at JetBlue.com/business. DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Hey, Tom, what's on your holiday wish list?
Joy and happiness to all.
Oh, because I was thinking of giving you packaged coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Ooh, that's better.
Nothing beats Dunkin's packaged coffee. Right now, buy 3 pounds and get a fourth free. Only at Dunkin' Donuts restaurants. So give America's favorite coffee as a gift or stock up yourself. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Happy holidays, everyone! Glad you could make it to the house! Who's up for some Dunkin' coffee?
Yeah.
Grandma, let's start with you!
Hazelnut, please!
Cousin Mark?
Original blend!
Vanessa?
Your holidays are covered with Dunkin' coffee. Buy it by the pound or try our new Dunkin' K-Cup packs. Only at Dunkin' stores. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
I love
love.
Love.
Love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So I think, you guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature,
right? Right, yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
This is the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com Radio. Want to talk to Pete? Call him on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Pete the Meat Shepherd.
Now, back here, final 45 minutes of the Pete Shepherd Show here on Sunday and Sunday. Tuesday. I'm already excited about the game on Sunday, but I got to tell you, the wars, the battle of the network, quote unquote stars, is heating up between NBC and CBS, and it's looking like reportedly that Mr. Robert Kraft has gotten involved as well. This is all, of course, centering around the Patriots game coming up a week from Sunday in Denver against Tim Tebow and company. I should say Denver's defense, and along with Tim Tebow. But here's the thing. I'll just read this. This is from Greg Rosenthal on Pro Football.
It was freshly posted like 2 minutes ago.
2 minutes ago from Pro Football Talk. So here's this report, then I have another one from the Denver Post. So Greg says, there's little brewing over what network gets to air. They said there's a battle brewing over what network gets to air the Tim Tebow versus Tom Brady Week 14 matchup in Denver. The game between the Broncos and Patriots is a logical choice to be flexed into NBC's Sunday night matchup, where the Ravens and Chargers are currently slated to face off. There aren't many good options that week. Mike Kliss of the Denver Post reports that CBS and Robert Kraft of the Patriots are both fighting to keep the game in the late afternoon time slot. The Patriots probably don't want to take a later flight out of Denver. Kraft also has a business relationship with CBS, who owns a restaurant at Patriot Place in Foxborough. It was clear even before Kliss' report that some jockeying was going on. The flex schedule changes are usually announced by this point in the week, often on Monday. We expect some word to come down from the league and the network sometime today. The league guarantees that plans will be announced at least 13 days before the game. And then you go back.
So they're running out of time here.
We're running out of time.
We're at 5:17 Eastern.
They better help. Better be before. It's going to be announced on this show. I'm predicting that. It'll happen very shortly. And you go to the Denver Post story. It says Tim Tebow and the Broncos may be headed to primetime again, but not if CBS gets its way. The NFL and NBC want to switch the Broncos' December 18th game versus New England at Denver into its Sunday night football broadcast, which would be a 6:20 kickoff in Denver, obviously, be 8:20 out here. Kickoff currently is scheduled for 2:15, obviously 4:15 here. But NBC wants to show the game in favor of a Baltimore-San Diego matchup that had previously been scheduled that night. NBC's contract with the NFL gives the partners a flex schedule to switch to more compelling games than the one originally scheduled for primetime. CBS, which has the game in its afternoon slot, has been fighting the move as has Patriots owner Robert Kraft. Whichever network gets it will have a likely ratings bonanza with Tebow and the Broncos, who have won 5 games in a row, meeting quarterback Tom Brady and the Patriots. If the move is made, it will be the 3rd primetime game for the Broncos this season. Denver played Oakland on Monday Night Football to open the season and against the Jets on Thursday Night Football on November 17th. Arguably, 2 of the worst games I've ever seen.
Yeah, so this is definitely the most heated flex battle we've had in the past couple of years.
Ever. And it makes sense. It makes sense for a lot of reasons, I think, because of the business relationship at CBS Place. I mean, that's definitely a part of it.
But I think the larger part maybe that Robert's talking about is from a football perspective.
The later flight.
Yeah, you're really...
Well, I'm sure Bill is thinking that too.
They would get home at 6 or 7 in the morning.
Are you headed out there? Are you going?
I'm going.
So you'd be. So this is one of those, that's one of those days you kind of come in here on Tuesday, you sleep on the floor.
I would be hurting. So
you and others, which obviously you almost sleep here. It really sucks for you guys coming back.
We would sleep on the plane a little bit and then, you know, probably get back to the stadium sometime around normal business hours in the morning and just work the whole day.
Yeah, that sucks.
So we'll see how it shakes out, but I'm kind of rooting for the game to remain in place as well.
Well, like I said, I have no – either way, the hype is going to be insufferable, but fun. It'll be a lot of fun around here next week. And, hey, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Also, wanted to tell, somebody asked about Gronkowski's and Hernandez's contract. They have 2 more years to go after this. And also tomorrow, Rich Campbell of the Washington Post or Washington Times tomorrow at 5:00 right here on my show. So that's great. So we'll hear from Rich Campbell from the Washington Times. Meanwhile, I want to email us webradio@patriots.com. Or Facebook me, Pete Shepard, PETSHEPPARD. I've got the blogs up from the NFL Network. I'm constantly refreshing. I have NFL Network to my right on the television. I have ESPN 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and yep. 5 surrounded. Kevin's all over this. So, I mean, at Boston.com, the Herald. So if this happens, I really should go down the hall and just knock on Bill's door.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if he's just wanting to do it.
I'm sure he has his 2 cents. I just don't know if it'll.
Well, I'm sure he agrees with Robert that, you know, I understand from where he's coming from totally.
And I mean, in his patented statement, I'm going to do what's best for the football team. I think what's best for the football team is for them to play at 4.
And so remember the kind of clout that Robert Kraft has. A lot. And the league owes him a lot for what he did to help get football going again. So,
and I think there was also an interesting note that I saw mentioned on Twitter too, Pete, that I think it was this week. Fox only had a few games. I think they only had like 2 or 3 games because of how things shook out.
Yeah.
And CBS gave them a game.
Well, yeah, she stinks. That's why, except for Green Bay. I mean, it's just not a lot of.
So what happened was CBS gave them the rights to a game, and I think I saw one of the.
Yeah, and NBC's going to exercise their right. I'm trying to, but this is.
But the national media was speculating on would the league do CBS a favor since they did Fox a favor and keep the game at 4:15. So that's another thing that CBS has working in their favor.
Well, I think what will happen is they're going to run the numbers and find out that, and this is the way I think it's going to shape up. And I think it's, I can't, I'm just saying a gut reaction. I'm about 55-45 on this when I say this. I think it probably will get moved to 8:15 because I think the money and the primetime ratings are going to be so huge for the NFL. Huge. Even on a Sunday night, which is the worst time for anything to run except for the NFL. And they will get, I mean, they're going to get, I think they will get, not Super Bowl type numbers, but they will get AFC championship game type numbers for this game. Because what's happened is it's just that this is not just about your football fans who are really, this is about a lot of the pink hats. The pink hat numbers for this game will be through the roof. Through the roof. That's why I think when it's all said, I give a slight edge, and I could be dead wrong, and I very well may be. I'll give a slight edge that I think this game will be flexed out. What's your gut feeling, Kevin? What do you think?
I think it's inevitable that it gets flexed up. I mean, I'm rooting for it to remain where it is, but I think it's going to get flexed.
Yeah, and I do too.
I think it clearly states
this is all about nothing else except dollars.
And I've done some reading, Pete, and done some research, and the rules clearly state that CBS has the right to protect one game every week, and they use that on that
Philly
game. And to me, there's no gray area in what the rules state here. So, you know, by protecting that game, it's off the board. The Patriots-Broncos game should be up for grabs, and I can't see NBC passing that up here.
Well, we shall see. As I said, we are monitoring all the blogs. I've got blogs from ESPN, blogs from NFL Network, blogs from the Herald and the Globe and the Providence Journal up here.
And I think, Pete, why it's taking so long is because CBS is pleading for some sort of unprecedented kind of veto by the league that
I'm
says
sure
they can keep it.
I would love to be a fly on the wall in Roger Goodell's office right now with Greg Aiello there. I'd like to be a fly. I'd like to go upstairs right now and be in Robert Kraft's office. I'm sure this is all being done via conference call or Skype or whatever, but it would be fascinating to hear. You talk about being in the war room for the draft, but being a media person, I'd love to hear how these negotiations go. I think it'd be fascinating to see something like that. I'm sure it's very cordial to a great extent, but you can certainly understand why, if you work for CBS in marketing, why you would be upset if this potentially one of the highest rated football games in the regular season ever, and I really believe that, that's going to take place. And remember the Monday night game against the Jets last year, what people thought about that, and the hype that game got. And I'm telling you, this game will surpass that by a whole lot. A whole lot. Right or wrong, that's just the way it is. This would be Pink Hat City looking at this game. Not to mention all the religious zealots out there who got nothing better to do than to watch Debo that know nothing about football but will watch anyway. So, again, we're looking through all the blogs here. And I want to hear from you guys as well what you think about it. I mean, I think most fans probably don't care. I mean, those who have to work early on Monday morning, we'd probably rather see the game stay at 4:15. I totally get it. But overall, how do you guys feel about it? Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Email me, webradio@patriots.com, and call me or Facebook me as well at Pete Shepard, PETSHEPPARD. So we are trying to figure out, and we will let you know exactly when they decide the Patriots-Broncos game on December 18th will be flexed out to 8:20. Or we'll stay at 4:15 on CBS that day. Kevin and I both think it's going to get flexed out. But Robert Kraft is involved right now in the discussion, according to Greg Rosenthal of Pro Football Talk, and the Denver Post has a story as well that Robert Kraft is definitely involved. And so is obviously CBS, both, quote, fighting to keep the game in the late afternoon time slot. So we shall see. Now, usually these games, as we said, are usually announced like yesterday, these flex games.
I mean, at the very latest, it's usually by like lunchtime.
It's never been like that. Yeah, because it's never been like this.
It's never been past business hours, say 5 o'clock Eastern on a Tuesday like this.
So I'm wondering if they're working out, Kev, maybe some additional compensation for CBS, because this is kind of an unusual circumstance, and I'm wondering if NBC is going to throw CBS a few more million just to kind of cool the waters a little bit. I wonder. There's so many millions of dollars involved in this kind of a game.
Well, we got 34 minutes till we're off the air here, so the clock has been ticking here.
It's just crazy, and there's tons of advertising dollars involved, millions and millions of advertising dollars involved in this.
And this is actually kind of a cool topic that I've enjoyed talking with you about, because it's not something that you and I have got a chance to talk about much this season.
No, it hasn't. And we actually thought that this might happen. In fact, last week we talked about it then, and I said, you know what? I said, I think CBS is not going to go down without a fight for this one. I just wasn't sure. Now we know, when you said the Jet Philadelphia game was the one that they
Yeah, that was an interesting
blocked.
Tidbit, and I also wasn't aware, Pete, that they I knew that CBS could protect games, but I wasn't aware that it was only one. So I
wasn't either. I wasn't sure. I wasn't exactly sure how many. And you think about it, the NFC sucks so bad, except for Green Bay and New Orleans. I mean, really, if it's not Green Bay and New Orleans, and I don't care about Cowboys stink, and the Giants are mediocre at best. But even like a Giant. That Giant Green Bay game from yesterday. Now, had the Giants maybe had a bit of a better record, that might have been one that they might have flexed out.
Talk about a sinking ship. I think that's four in a row for them.
Yeah.
They haven't won since they won here in Fox.
Yeah, I know. I know they haven't. They shouldn't have won that game either, but whatever. They should. They did. But it took Sergio Brown. He hasn't played since then, has he?
No, pass interference.
He hasn't. He hasn't played since then. Well, he has, but not a lot. He had that horrible pass interference call, and I don't only mean horrible, that the refs called it horrible. It was just a bad play on Sergio Brown. 38-yard penalty that made, you know,
it's
Eli.
I'm curious, too, Pete, and I don't know how you feel about this, but we've seen Edelman get his fair share of lineup in the secondary, and then we saw Slater get a ton of burn at safety.
Starts.
So, you know, having seen those two guys be out there, it's like, what's the point of even having Brown on the team?
Well, I think you're hitting on a point that he may very well not be on the team in a little bit. I think that's clear that is coming. Because if Bill Belichick had – now, again, because they played in Indianapolis and they were 0-11, and Bill may have thought they could work on some things, even though he's not going to say that publicly, but work on some things against that particular offense with that quarterback – that could be it as well. You know, had that been a playoff game on Sunday, I don't think Slater's starting at safety unless they absolutely had to because of injury problems. But it's interesting. It's interesting to see what's going to happen with Sergio Brown. My gut feeling, I don't think he's going to be here much longer, but that's just me. Let's see. Gene says, hi, Pete and Kevin. People keep harping on the playoff losses to the Ravens and Jets. Did everybody forget that in that Ravens game, all Tom had to throw to was Julian Edelman in the slot because of Wes's injury? And in the Texan game, Randy was just a decoy, and we did not have a solid receiving tight end. The Jets game, we started without Wes in the first series, ultimately affected the results. Tom would have loved to have that one extra series at the end. No, I disagree with that. That had nothing to do with it. That was that Wes Welker with the Rex Ryan foot comment, and he didn't play in the first series. That had nothing to do with it last year. Nothing to do with it. Once again, the Jets had done everything perfect. They stopped it. They pick off Brady after the Patriots march down the field. They pick off Brady. They come all the way down the field. They do everything right, except they miss a chip shot field goal. The Patriots get the ball back, march all the way down the field, and mess it up. And from there, the Jets recover. But if the Patriots, if the Patriots had ever scored on that play like they should have, and Crumpler doesn't drop that touchdown pass in the end zone, after what the Jets had accomplished in the first 8 or 9 minutes of that game and still losing, I think it would have had a profound effect on their psyche in that game. But it didn't. And that's why I say all the time there's 3 or 4 plays in an NFL game that usually you can point to, and that was one of them. That was one of them, because the Jets did everything right. The Baltimore game 2 years ago was just a farce, because it started off with Rice running back to open the kickoff for a touchdown, and it just got ugly. It was just an ugly, ugly game. They were down 14-0 before you could blink. They were down 21-0 before you even knew what the hell was going on. And it was just it was a bad game for them. Gene goes on to say, our team is so much better off today than the last playoff game losers with all our new young healthy tight ends at running backs, but Tom, to you, as we'll go deep into the playoffs for sure. If it comes down to New England versus Green Bay Super Bowl, I believe whoever has the ball last will win because their offenses are so efficient. The only thing that could stop Green Bay from winning the NFC is Rodgers' history of concussions, and he has been running outside the pocket too much lately. I've seen him take too many hits lately. I don't care about the Pats. Denver, I will see the game because I live in Florida, and I've been watching Tebow now for 3 weeks. I can't even get the Florida games, but I got Denver every week. Well, that's because Tebow's a Florida guy, too. And people want to see it. Despite my disdain for him, as far as being an NFL quarterback, I do think he's good for the league. I mean, is it possible to be? That's how I feel. I mean, I just don't think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. I don't think he is now. And is he a winner? No, he's on a winning team. His Denver defense is a winner. He's made some nice plays, and I'll give him credit for Sunday's game. He played well. But I think this is great for the league. I mean, the problem I'm going to have with coming up in a couple weeks is what I call the pink hat hype, which is every Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, Elizabeth, you know, who doesn't watch any football at all is going to be watching and commenting on this game. And this is one of those games where they'll send news crews out instead with the sports crews, and you'll get that game is going to be treated. It's going to be like a crazy Super Bowl-type atmosphere. I really believe that. Which I think favors the Patriots big time because they know how to win on the road. They know how to win in situations like that. And as I said earlier this week in the show, tomorrow, when those of you get Patriot Football Weekly, the guys always do a great job. We might have our differences on the air with different things, but they really understand. They really break down different things. Opinions might differ, but that's okay. That's what this country's all about. But I got to pray. Andy Hart had some great, great columns this week. I don't use that word. I thought great columns, great insight, especially particularly one on Bill Belichick and how he, I think the title of the article was Noise Never Bothers Bill. And he's so right because Bill has a way, as he did last week, and so many times in situations like this, I mean, he gets it. And I guarantee he's already planning for the hype that's coming up. I mean, I know he's focusing on Washington this week, but in the back of his mind, he's always thinking 2 and 3 steps ahead. So I promise you, he is already starting to drill into these guys' heads. Get ready for what's about to happen next week, especially if the game gets plexed out to Sunday night, because it is going to be, in my opinion, that is going to be like a Super Bowl-type atmosphere. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. And I feel bad for the Denver PR staff, Kev, because they're going to have to take requests from all over the world. You watch how ridiculously overhyped that game gets. And every pink hat in America is going to want to be at Mile High a week from Sunday. Everybody is going to want to be there. And everybody will have an opinion on it. And all the shows will do stories about it, and it'll be interesting. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be annoying as hell in a lot of ways, but it'll be a lot of fun. And hey, anytime you can have great theater that involves one of our teams, and when I mean one of our New England teams, I don't care what sport it is, you gotta love it. We are really blessed around here. Not to use a Tebowism, but we really are. So if Tim Tebow and Denver, if that makes it more enjoyable, or the hype and everything makes it more fun, I think it's great. It's great stuff. I think it's great stuff. Because, I mean, I've been around here. I was around here when this team was so bad. And, I mean, in that locker room, this team was so bad. I mean, I don't think people realize what it was like to cover the team during the Rod Rust years. And I wasn't even working in Boston then. I was working at a little station on Central Mass, and I would come down here a lot and be here. And it was just god-awful to come to exhibition games here and watch this team lose by 40 points. And then get to the real, and then open up the season, and then people are leaving at the first quarter, those who decided to come, 18, 19, 20,000 people. So, you know what? Hats off to the NFL because they are the masters in professional sports for marketing, the masters. And that's why I think this game will get flexed out to 8:15 Eastern time anyway. Again, no official word. We got Kevin and I are monitoring every freaking blog on the planet. Plus, I have NFL Network and both the ESPNs on here in the studio with me. All the blogs. And there is just nothing about this game being flexed yet. And as I said, Pro Football Talks, Greg Rosenthal was involved in this earlier saying that Robert Kraft reported that Robert Kraft and the Patriots are both fighting to keep the game on CBS on Channel 4 locally in Boston or Massachusetts. And that's what they're trying to do. Now, let me get to a couple of Facebook messages, too, that also involve game. I got a great message from a guy overseas, a couple. Bill says, love the show here in Germany. I have people listening to your podcast all over my unit. My fellow service members, Pat's Nation, need some help to watch the Patriots here overseas. So he says, can you and your Facebook followers, y'all help me out? We need some help in voting on Facebook for the Pats to be shown on TV here in Germany. If you type AFN, which is American Forces Network, into your Facebook search block, and then click on search more, then click on the main AFN page. On the left tab, you'll see Fans Choice, the Fans Choice tab. Click on the tab, obviously, and vote for the Pats-Redskins game. Voting ends Wednesday, and they will air the winner every week. We have a huge Pats following here overseas and need your help. Spread the word. Thanks. Go Patriots. Because right now, and Bill, thanks for the nice, kind email. So, again, go on American Forces Network and head to the AFN page and get to the tab that says Fan Choice and vote Patriot Redskins. Because right now, when I checked it earlier, I think the Packers-Raiders game was the game that's going to be shown. And who needs that? I mean, who needs that? You want to see Patriots-Redskins, so definitely help my friend out in Germany. James says, hey, Pete, love the show. I'm a Patriots fan from Australia, so there's no real coverage here except when I get on Patriots.com. Just a quick observation about the game. The fact is close at the end has overshadowed a fairly dominant performance for the first three quarters. The Colts have a lot of talent at receiver and defensive end, and have played every single game hard except the Saints loss. People need to stop moaning and realize that a win is a win. Each week is different, and how you win a game has no bearing on how you fare against a different opponent in a completely different game, especially in a playoff scenario where trends and stats tend to mean very little. Thanks, Pete. Go Pats. James, one of the best posts I've seen in quite some time. Contact me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. And now we do have breaking news that Kevin just found out that the game has indeed I'm sorry, Kevin. You were just posting on my site. I thought you were being you're saying waiting to see if the Patriots-Broncos game gets flexed.
I was telling people that would keep them up to date.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I see you put that up there, and I thought you were ready to.
Mike Reese just had a tweet. It says Boston Globe media reporter Chad Finn, who is a good follow on the Patriots-Broncos flex possibility. He says that, according to his sources, the NFL is sticking to a midnight deadline tonight. So we may not even know till midnight.
Oh, no, we'll know before then. We'll know before then. But, I mean, this is really fascinating that it's taken this long. As we said, usually these announcements are made by yesterday at noontime. And here we are, 5:39 into the Pete Shepherd Show on a Tuesday, and still no announcement. I should just go upstairs and knock on Robert's door. I swear to God. How much you give me? How much you give me if I do that?
How much would I give you? you're asking the wrong guy.
Actually, Bill's office is closer. I could walk down the hall to Bill's office. That's closer.
Yeah.
Around the corner over here, but he probably was like, he's probably watching film of the Redskins and brought nothing even to know about it.
Yeah, you might get shot, so.
Yeah, no. Well, he, you know. Some other reporters might, but not me. He might shoot you the evil eye, that's for damn sure. And that was funny. By the way, Tangway told a funny story when I was watching some of the high school football. By the way, Gillette did a great job, as usual, hosting those games. Congratulations to all the winners. And congratulations to all the teams that participated. It's quite an honor to be playing here. I got to say a shout-out to my Bishop Hendricken High School Hawks in Rhode Island, who won yet another state championship back-to-back as they beat top-seeded LaSalle, which was a great game, I guess, down at Cranston Stadium. But Tangway said that when he came down, he said they were going through the Patriots would not usually do their Saturday walkthrough in a certain area of the stadium. And because of the high school games, or on the field, but because of the high school games had to do it, you know, kind of out in the hallway or wherever the hell they do it. But Tangway said he thought he walked into where some of the high school players would be or some of the locker or wherever that was, and inadvertently, and he said this on the air, that's why I'm repeating, and inadvertently walked into the Patriots walkthrough. while it was going on. He said Deion Branch just stopped and gave him a look and said, son, you've got like, you know, 10 seconds, so your life is over. And, you know, of course, Gary said, oops, sorry about that. But, yeah, just funny. Gary's a good guy. Funny. Those guys, he and Zoe did a tremendous job. I mean, my God, to do play-by-play for high school games for like, you know, what was it, 8 or 9 hours. Great job. So here we are. We are waiting for any announcement about the Patriots game being flexed with Denver a week from Sunday. Meanwhile, Chad says on web radio at Patriots.com, I want the game to be broadcast at 4:15. There's no way that Priest deserves to go against the quarterback in the league on prime time. In fact, the game should be scheduled on lunchtime. Plus, I live in Sweden, man. That's a lot of time differential. Is Brady Quinn dead? He wants to know. Chad in Sweden. I don't know. Brady Quinn, I don't, was he ever alive in an NFL uniform, Cleveland? I don't know. I'm sure our friends overseas would want to see the game at 4:15, depending on where you are. But so far, there has been nothing. Let me see a couple of these other Facebook posts. Refresh my page here. Sean says, hey, Pete, what do you think of the reason for McCourty's drop-off this year? I know he has been hurt, but he was not looking great before he got hurt. Love the show. And now I can listen on my iPhone. Yeah, Sean, I wish I had an answer for you. I know if it's too easy to say sophomore slump, but you know what? It happens a lot in sports to a lot of different players. I just hope that, you know, he'll finish strong. That's all I can hope for, is it'll finish strong, because they do need him. They do need him. But he has had a subpar season. There's no doubt about it. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. He has not played up to par. He's had flashes here and there, but way too inconsistent from what we saw last year. Sean also says, and one other question, have you ever seen a coach ice his own kicker like the Cowboys coach did on Sunday? Yeah, Garrett could probably cost himself his job, you know, by doing that. That was just beyond stupid. Beyond stupid. And I picked Arizona to cover in that game. I thought they'd win. Actually, I thought they had a great chance to win outright. I thought Arizona and the Redskins had a great chance to win outright in that game. Arizona did, and the Redskins blew it. They had a chance to beat the Jets in that game. They should have. Guthrie says, Pete, anyway, you see the flexing next week, Sunday night game, and putting Pats and Broncos versus Broncos game. Thanks, love the show. Well, you know what's going on there. Michael, my Packers fan. Pete, did you buy any shares in the greatest NFL team on the planet, the Green Bay Packers? You might be a proud owner. When we win for the second year in a row, it's only $250 per share. No, I do not want to share in the Packers. I don't care. And we'll talk about let's talk about that, you know, when the time comes. Let's not count our chickens before they hatch, my friend. Although, I would be quite stunned if Green Bay was not in the Super Bowl, but, you know, you never know. You never know. That's why they play the games. Robert says, I don't get Borges. I just don't. Last week, he was loving the Pats secondary. A+, he says. This week, they are bleep. They couldn't cover anything, and then proceeded to diss Slater, then rightfully so, McCourty. I'll give him a jail-free card. You never know if one can explode in the playoffs. What do you expect? The team is riddled with injuries. You have third stringers playing and wide receiver playing safety. At least doing this will give other players some rest, be healthy for a playoff push. And then I give my response, which I said I told you many times. It's personal with him, and it is with him. And others agree with me. I mean, like I said, I don't. Ron's a great boxing writer, and when he's not talking about the Patriots in the NFL, I enjoy his stuff very much. When he's writing about the Patriots or talking about it, mute or click for me. Don't even acknowledge it. Don't even acknowledge it, because it's not going to hinder me one way or the other. You know, it's just personal with him. All right, 508-298-0398. We're going to take a quick break, then come back and finish off the show. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Email me, webradio at patriots.com, or Facebook me as well, Pete Shepard, PETESHEPPARD. The entire country obsessed. There is the border wars going on between Channel 7 and Channel 4 right now. Amorcino and Burton are doing pistols at 10 paces across the street. I got to go referee it. We're back after this.
Dear business traveler, high in the sky, it's for important work that you do fly. But on JetBlue, we've made your job more fun, with free DirecTV to play when your tasks are done. And with 40-plus nonstop straight from Boston, you won't have layovers to cities like Austin. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Luana, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand by flying JetBlue for business. Book now at jetblue.com/business. DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you. From Boston sports to concert and theater, whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Hey, Tom, what's on your holiday wish list?
Joy and happiness to all.
Oh, because I was thinking of giving you packaged coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Ooh, that's better.
Nothing beats Dunkin's packaged coffee. Right now, buy £3 and get a fourth free. Only at Dunkin' Donuts restaurants. So give America's favorite coffee as a gift or stock up yourself. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Happy holidays, everyone! Glad you could make it to the house! Who's up for some Dunkin' coffee? Yeah. Grandma, let's start with you!
Hazelnut, please!
Cousin Mark?
Original blend!
Vanessa?
Your holidays are covered with Dunkin' coffee. Buy it by the pound or try our new Dunkin' K-Cup packs. Only at Dunkin' stores. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, isn't it?
Right? No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Welcome back to the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com Radio. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Pete Shepherd.
Well, not much has changed. We're still waiting to find out about December 18th and see if the Patriots game is flexed out from 4:15 until 8:15. At Eastern time anyway, and again, in case you missed it earlier, Greg Rosenthal about 45 minutes ago posting, or 40 minutes ago posting on Pro Football Talk that the game between the Broncos and Patriots, that Robert Kraft and CBS are both fighting to keep the game in the late afternoon time slot at 4:15. And Denver Post has a story as well, but nothing yet on any of the networks. NFL Network, all the ESPNs, all that stuff, so... We shall keep you posted in case, if and when it does happen. Hopefully it will in the next 8 minutes. That would be pretty cool if it did. Until then, call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, or Facebook me as well at Pete Shepherd, PETESHEPPARD, and email me webradio@patriots.com. Anyway. So let me know your thoughts on that. Again, we're talking about the overreaction as well in the last couple of minutes here of the show about, you know, just people overreacting one way or the other to this game. And I told you last week, this was a damned if you do, damned if you don't. And I actually told you what the reaction of the media was going to be in either case. So, you know, you got your Borgeses who can't wait for games like that to happen where they give up 21 points and everything sucks and woe is me, even though he knows better and won't look at the big picture. And then you have the logical people like myself and some others who will tell you to not get caught up in all this hype. We actually had a couple emails today, one in particular, you know, talk about, you know, well, they didn't win by this amount against this team and another team won by, you know, when you start thinking, and the way the emailer phrased it was, if we can't beat the last place team by more than 7 points, then what would we do against a good team? Well, once again, that team that you beat by 7 points and were up by 28 on nearly beat the Steelers, who only lost to them by 3. So what does that tell you? Nothing. It tells you Indianapolis stinks and they can't beat anybody. But I promise you, the Steelers came much closer to call of losing that game, even though it came down with an onside kick at the end. The Steelers were not up by 28 points in that game against Indianapolis. They lost by 3. Indianapolis lost by 3 in that game. So you're going to get crazy about that score? Of course not. And that happened, you know, weeks ago. Same way you wouldn't get caught up in the 13-9 Steelers score over Kansas City. And because the Patriots won by 31 over Kansas City, that somehow is going to vault the Patriots into superiority here over Pittsburgh. No. They beat them by 31 that day, and the Steelers won a crappy game by 4. Big deal. Patriots were up by 28 in this game. They won a crappy game by 7. Big deal. You know? That stuff happens all the time. It's just so overhyped around here now. It's just bothers the crap out of me. Bothers the crap out of me. But, and so we move on. More than, again, tomorrow coming up here on the Pete Shepherd Show at the 5 o'clock hour, Rich Campbell from the Washington Times will join us, covers the Redskins. We'll get into that. And don't forget, that's a big blow. Losing Fred Davis, their tight end, was Grossman's favorite target. He's done for the next 4 weeks because of violating the league drug policy. So, but we'll deal with all that and more questions and more from you guys tomorrow. That's going to do it for this edition of the Pete Shepherd Show. And it's unfortunate, and I'm outraged. I'm still thinking about going upstairs to Mr. Kraft's office and knocking on the door. I think that'll go. Jonathan, I'm down here. Can't you? And obviously, this is really getting heated up because, like we said, these are usually announced on Monday morning, sometimes Sunday. By noontime Monday at the latest, and here we are at 5:56 on a Tuesday night, and we don't know when the Patriots are going to play. So the flex wars are on, baby. It's on between Channel 7 and Channel 4. Not so much just locally, just a joke locally, but nationally, Channel 7 versus Channel 4, and Robert Kraft is heavily involved in this and trying to keep the game at 4:15 on Channel 4. I still think it's Kevin and I both think it's going to get flexed out. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks to all the emailers. Thanks to Kevin Collins for producing this whole thing. Thanks to you guys for calling in. We will talk to you tomorrow, and hopefully we'll know tomorrow I guess there's a midnight deadline of when they can announce this game, whether it's, if it's going to be flexed or not. So we shall see. Anyway, back at the Pete Shepherd Show tomorrow at 4 p.m. Have a great and safe rest of your Tuesday night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.